Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDataBackup.com, and I'm here today with my colleague W. Curtis Preston. Curtis is the executive editor of Storage Media Group, and he's widely regarded as one of the foremost experts on backup today. What's up, Curtis?
I have just changed my Google Voice number to Joe Backup.
Perfect. All right, so we're going to be talking about global dedupe today. So just to start off, what is global deduplication and how does it work?
Well, global dedupe comes into play when you have multiple dedupe devices where you are backing up to more than one dedupe appliance, for example, or if you have more than one, and that's target dedupe. In the case of source dedupe, you might have multiple backup nodes that are also backing up multiple clients, and it comes into play when you have multiple devices. And the question is, if you have global dedupe, when data is common, when data that's been seen before by one node is sent to the second node will know that the data has already been stored by another node, and it will not store that data again. That's what we call global dedupe.
Okay, cool. And what are the benefits of global deduplication?
Well, without doing any additional maintenance or administrative overhead, the idea would be that it would increase your overall deduplication ratio. The arguments against that, of course, these arguments are supplied by the vendors who don't have global dedupe, are that you don't have a lot of commonality. They think we're talking about commonality between, say, Exchange and Oracle, and that isn't what we're talking about at all. The idea is that we want the Apollo Exchange database, whenever it's backed up, to be compared against the Apollo Exchange database wherever it's backed up or wherever it was backed up before. You can get that same effect if you have a device that doesn't have global dedupe by splitting up your backups into, let's say you've got four dedupe appliances and you take your Exchange backups and point them to one of them, your Oracle backups to another, your file system to another, etc. And that works, and it does help to maximize your dedupe ratio. But the problem that comes with that is the administrative overhead of that. A friend of mine likes to say, well, that sounds, it's perfectly easy to divide your backups into, four equal size segments as long as your environment is totally static. And he stands there and waits for a giggle because everyone knows that nobody's environment is totally static. And so on one hand, you're either going to have bad dedupe because you're going to try to load balance across these four devices, and you definitely cannot do that. So for availability reasons, you might want to load balance, but you can't. So you don't have load balancing, and so you get the dedupe that I'm talking about, but then that comes with the administrative overhead of having split up the backups to multiple pieces, and also the administrative overhead of possibly occasionally having failed backups, because since you're not load balancing, if one dedupe device goes down, all of the backups pointed at that device go down. And so it's really about easing the administrative burden applied with bringing dedupe to bear, keeping the same good stuff while growing bigger and bigger without having to worry about it.
Okay, so you mentioned some of the arguments that some of the vendors have put out there against it, but can you list any other drawbacks of global dedupe?
Well, the only drawback that I can see is that it's not available from the market leader, right? Or market leaders, right? So Data Domain, for example, is certainly the market leader in the space. I mean, they own, I don't know what the actual percentage is, but just a butt ton of customers, right? So people like Data Domain, and they don't like that Data Domain doesn't have global dedupe, right? So and it's not just Data Domain. There's also Quantum, and I think That's the only, all of the source dedupe vendors have global dedupe, and you've got Cepiton, FalconStor, Exagrid, and NEC, and IBM. They all have global dedupe up to a certain number of nodes, some of them as few as two, some of them as many as 55 nodes. The concern is that it is a newer thing, that it's been, you know, that it doesn't have the number, you know, the thousands of customers behind it that Data Domain has, for example. And so that's, I can't think of any actual, you know, real drawback other than that it's not offered by, you know, the one giant market leader.
Right. And if you're, you know, set on being, say, a Data Domain customer, then you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, for now, right? They're working on it, right? But for now, they don't have global dedupe.
Okay, cool. And so one final question. Who really needs global dedupe? And on the flip side, who doesn't need it?
Well, this is an interesting question, which I've actually changed my answer on a little bit. What I used to say was that customers that back up more than 10 or so terabytes per night were the vendor or the customers that really need to consider global dedupe, because when you're backing up, if you're backing up 50 terabytes a night, right? In my last two dedupe seminars, I had a customer that backs up 2 terabytes a night. I had two customers yesterday that back up 300 terabytes a night. These are huge numbers, and when you're 20, 30, 40, 50 terabytes a night, or significantly beyond, you are forced, flat out forced, to buy multiple dedupe devices if you want to do that kind of size, right? So if you're forced to buy multiple dedupe devices, then I would say that you absolutely should, you know, global dedupe should be at the top of your list, right after, you know, performance and, you know, backup and restore performance has to work, and copying to tape performance has to work, and all of those stuff that you should also be testing. But if you're backing up, you know, dozens of terabytes a night, and you have to buy multiple devices, and then you have to start splitting it up, I think that there's too many other devices out there that offer that you shouldn't consider it. But there are also customers that are much smaller than that, and I started thinking about those customers, and what happens to them is they people like to put their toe in the water, right? So they say, I could buy, just look at the Data Domain line, for example. They've got a box that does 900 megabytes per second, which is, you know, for a 1 terabyte shop, that means, you know, we're going to back up our entire shop in a half hour, right? But what happens, so that customer says, I don't need that. I don't need 900 megabytes per second. I only need 100 megabytes per second. I only have a terabyte, so I don't need to buy a box that can store 70 terabytes of data. So they buy the small box. And then what happens is they grow. Or they only buy enough dedupe for part of their environment because they just want to see how it works. And then they like it. You know, it's kind of like crack, right? And then they say they want more of it, and they buy more and more. And next thing you know, they're, you know, like this customer that I met in San Antonio who has eight Data Domain boxes of 8 different sizes. So not only does he have to divide his backups into 8 different chunks, he has to divide it into 8 differently sized chunks. And because some of them are much, much smaller, because he bought like a, you know, Data Domain box when it first came out, and then each model since then. And so he's constantly running into problems where the chunk that he has to assign to a given box is beyond the capacity of that box. And so then he has to move it to another box, which then makes all the data that's going to that box too big. And so he's constantly moving stuff all around. So it's hard to say who really needs it. I think it's a feature that is really important. The only people that absolutely have to have it are those, you know, 50 terabyte type customers and more. But the customers that are smaller than that should still consider this as a feature that they should be taking a look at, and especially if they think that they're going to grow to the point where they end up buying multiple boxes.
Okay, great. Well, that's it for me. Thanks a lot, Curtis.
Anytime.
And for more information about global deduplication and other backup topics, please visit searchdatabackup.com.